Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Moving on to less important things, but important nonetheless. So it's about a year now since Elon Musk bought Twitter, now X, and the atmosphere around Musk and X just seems to be getting more chaotic all the time. I'm joined now by Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Tell me briefly what's gone on in the last 2 weeks in terms of Elon Musk had been liking anti-Semitic content, then leading up to him telling the advertisers to where to go the other day.
Yeah, so there's a tweet in question, I suppose, where he endorsed a version of this idea of a great replacement theory where white culture is being destroyed by Jews and immigrants. Now, he didn't say those words, but, you know, he's kind of like been endorsing these sentiments from other accounts or legitimizing them or even boosting them just by being responsive to them. And this one particular tweet seems to have really hit a nerve, but it's like it's in line with a few other tweets, responses and boosts that he's done over the last number of years even. And he's also trying to sue Media Matters, which is an organisation that put out a report that actually showed screenshots of advertisers' content appearing alongside pro-Nazi content, Holocaust denial content, really problematic stuff that advertisers don't want to be associated with. And that's one of the problems here, is that advertisers don't want their ads landing alongside toxic content. So advertisers started pulling out. So you had Apple pulling their advertising, Disney, Lionsgate, the European Commission, which should also be advertising its own posts and stuff on X, have pulled their budget from it as well. Now, Musk is now suing Media Matters over that report. It seems to be a frivolous lawsuit. He's kind of famous for frivolous lawsuits as well. And he is now rallying against these advertisers. He's trying to position it now as the advertisers are going to kill Twitter because they're pulling out, and that if they're trying to blackmail him with money, essentially. And he's basically told them to
go F themselves.
Yeah. Right.
What does it tell us about where Musk is at, state of mind wise, and what does it tell us about where X is at and the future of X? Because there do seem to be more and more influential people saying this is a cesspool. I'm getting off this.
Yeah, and I suppose it depends on who you consider your influencers and your leaders. Because the kind of tone he's taken, even with saying that it's the advertisers' fault and they're suppressing free speech and things like this, like he is courting a very specific audience that is lucrative. It's problematic. It's toxic, but it is a
money-making audience. There is a market there, yeah.
There is a market there. Now, it's not going to make the kind of money that, you know, Meta's going to make out of things like Threads and Instagram and stuff like that, because they try to cover more bases. But you see platforms like Rumble and things like that have existed to take the revenue that's spinning off of these kind of content creators that are banned from other or blocked from posting on other platforms.
So essentially X is now becoming positioned as a kind of, I won't say cranks, but as maybe more right wing kind of space. Yeah?
It does seem to be. And it maybe some people feel that that's kind of like a hard pivot now for Elon Musk. But this has been telegraphed for a long time for anyone who's been paying attention. Like before he was even talking about buying Twitter, he was starting to lean towards those kind of posts on X. Like in May 2020, he tweeted, "Take the red pill." And that's seen as this kind of mimetic response to leaning towards right-wing worldviews. And people like Ivanka Trump and people responded to it. And he kind of stirred up a lot of attention in that space. And I don't know, was it the attention that he got in that space? Was it people in that space really giving him plaudits, maybe committing money to invest in him? Or he feels like that he's going to get a benefit from courting this audience. But that does seem to be where he's gone to. I don't know if Elon Musk is particularly political. So it's hard to even label it as right wing. I do think it's always about marketing Elon Musk, getting attention for Elon Musk, making sure that Elon Musk is in the news. He's really mostly about himself.
Okay, yeah. But with no concern for the kind of collateral damage or the influence he might have in doing this kind of stuff, I guess.
No, and I think he's lived quite a life where he, you know, he maybe gets the odd slap on the wrist for bad behaviour in business, but he doesn't really suffer many consequences. So, I mean, why would he be concerned with them?
Okay. Well, we'll see how that all works out for him. I mean, I think the future of Tesla is far from assured anyway. That's not always going to be the money-making machine it is. But anyway, okay. Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.